Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
I want to talk about this out-of-the-box 25-year-old pastor. We need to pray for a 25-year-old pastor.
Yeah, no, they
have. You need friends. And he does have friends, as a matter of fact. He does have friends. Think about it. Out-of-the-box, he started. He's going to tell you. Got to see this first. I'll let you see this, and we got to talk about this because we got to begin to just break ourselves out of just our old religious mindsets and realize that we've got not changed the message, but my goodness, if we're not reaching folks, if things are being said like was said just recently by an interview from one of the representatives from ACLU about if you want to reach this generation, you're not going to find them in church.
Right.
You know, where are we going as Christians, we need to find them and let them know that God loves them and God has a plan for their life. And you don't have to necessarily do it exactly the way that we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
There is other tunes. There is other rhythms. There is other languages. And as a matter of fact, this pastor right here, you've got to, matter of fact, take a look.
Latinos in the U.S. are expected to triple in number by the year 2050, when they'll make up close to 30% of the population. It is one reason why so many denominations are focused on Hispanics as a key to church growth. It is also why a young Latino preacher in D.C. is drawing attention with his cutting-edge ministry. Our Heather Sells has this story.
La Biblia dice que la voluntad de Dios es buena, agradable, y perfecta.
He's just 25, but already Josue Urrutia is an experienced pastor and rising star in the rapidly growing Hispanic evangelical church.
God has spoken to me about a pastoral calling all the way, as far as I can remember, maybe 5 years old. But I planned for it to be something down the road.
But God had other plans. At age 19, he called Josue into the ministry to start a very different kind of Hispanic church.
We wanted to merge both a church that was relevant to the new generation, but as well kept the values of the traditional and the older generation.
The church that he's raising up is different than the traditional Hispanic church. Number one, it's not a Hispanic church. It's multicultural, led by a Hispanic.
I believe that the fact that we're a Hispanic-led church doesn't limit us to reaching Hispanics. I believe that the kingdom of God in heaven will look very multicultural.
Urrutia hopes his church will influence leaders in the nation's capital and beyond. His plans already include expanding to Baltimore.
A few years ago, it was just a Bible study group, and now it's one of the fastest growing Hispanic churches on the Northeast. And it continues to grow. I think he'll be a megachurch pastor very, very soon.
Urrutia has won praise for reaching young adults who want nothing to do with church. He says you can't label his generation. It's too diverse. He hopes, however, to serve as a bridge, linking established voices in the church with new ones, all for the sake of the gospel. Heather Sells, CBN News.
That is, wow. Think about it. Like I always said, if we really are getting along, does it matter who's driving?
Mm.
Does it matter which language comes first, right?
Absolutely.
Everybody's so used to, you know, in America, they're used to actually hearing English and then a Spanish interpreter.
Yeah.
But if it means we can reach the multi-ethnic people that we are, all of us, does it really matter who's pastoring the church as long as he or she's a believer?
That's right.
Has the heart of God. And you look at a man and it birthed out of a home group where he just, you know, was doing a Bible study.
Mm-hmm.
And it just began to happen.
Powerful.
And I'm telling you, this is, I want to encourage you that if you're looking around and you're seeing, you're thinking like, I know all of my friends and everybody I know in my entire horizontal existence of people that in my age group, they just won't connect.
Mm.
Well, realize God can raise you up. I mean, you can be a voice to that generation, as we're seeing with this young pastor here. And I love it that it is a multi-ethnic church is a Hispanic-led pastor. But even though they said it, he says it's not a Hispanic church. It's mm-hmm. a multi-ethnic church. All the different cultures are in that church right there. And that's what this, you know, global Christians, when you see today a young person, they don't think their block. They don't think their region. They think worldwide.
That's right.
They think they have friends, you know, all over the world, or at least they sense they do. Yeah. They're aware of all the nations of the world. And so they're totally open to the nations. You know, let's let it go. So I think it's just so cool.
It's beautiful.
I mean, think about that, you know, being able to say, you know, why not shift? Mm-hmm. You know, why not shift? And if this is what it takes, because he says in 2050, the Hispanic population, Latino population, will be 30% of the population, 30% of America. And that's why you're seeing a lot of political pandering right now. Mm-hmm. That's not what we're doing as Christians. We want the Latino people to know Jesus, that's and we right. want the ones who know Jesus to help lead us and others to Jesus, that's and right. our pastors and all this wonderful thing. And statistic-wise, you know, other than, right, and there's some struggling areas in regards to education, and it's probably because of all these immigration laws that's causing, you know, people to drop out of school because your mama just got exported, right. you know, whatever.
Mm-hmm. Nobody has to work.
But they're the lowest suicide rate is among Latinos. The family is tight amongst the Latinos. The lowest abortion rate.
Yeah.
Yeah. The lowest abortion rate is amongst Latinos, and they have a high family value, and they add great asset to our mm-hmm. country.
Sure do.
You know, in regards to, we can learn so much, you know, from the Latino people, and to see this,
it's beautiful, isn't it?
It is absolutely, positively, 100% beautiful.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN-TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN-TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFNTV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.